Begin the current daf Masech, the Shabbos daf Chavdal. We begin 4 lines in from the top of the Amid. The Gemara continues discussing the theme of the previous daf and regarding the halachas of Chanukah. Regarding specifically now, our Amid will tackle the halach of Alanisim that's said on Chanukah. So the Gemara begins. Iboy Luhu, they ask the following question. What's the halacha regarding saying the inyanim of Chanukah, which is what we know as Alanisim, by Berachas HaMazon? That is, by tefillah, by davening, we know it's obvious that we say Alanisim, because the whole concept of Chanukah that was made into a Yom Tov was made for Hal Noidah, and that is as the Gemara said before, and therefore we know that by tefillah we're going to say Alanisim. The question is, do we say by Berachas HaMazon? As Tais explains, that tefillah we knew that you're going to mention, because tefillah is something that says betzibur, and therefore there's obviously going to be pasuminis, it's going to be publicized when we say the Alanisim, when the Shliach Tzibur says it. But regarding Birchas HaMazon, where people say it in their house, where there's not going to be such a, so to speak, publication, it's not going to be so publicized regarding this the Nusach of Alanisim, but you're saying maybe there one does not say the Alanisim. So the Gemara explains the question exactly. And that is, Kivin de Midrabbanan hu loy Midkarinan, since Lamaisa, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, is only Midrabbanan, so therefore one is not obligated to mention Alanisim in the Birchas HaMazon. Idilman Mishum Parinsuminisa Midkarinan, maybe because Lamaisa, Chanukah has a certain higher level in the fact that it publicizes the great miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Maybe then that's why we will insert it and say it during the Birchas HaMazon. So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schayer, Amar Rav Huna, Eina Masker. That is, a person does not have to say Alanisim during his Birchas HaMazon. However, Vem Bola Hasker, Masker Baido, if you are going to say it, in other words, you don't have to, but if you are going to say it, you should say it by Haida, which is the Bracha of Neid Lecha, which is the second Bracha in Birchas HaMazon. That is because since the whole concept of Chanukah, the whole idea that it was established was for Haidah, and therefore one will say it in the bracha of Haidah, which again is the bracha of Birchas Aretz, the second bracha of Birchas HaMazon, which is the bracha that specifically talks about Noid Lecha, about saying thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara brings the story to illustrate this, that Rav Huna by Yehuda Iklu Lebei Rav, Rav Huna by Yehuda went to the house of Rava, so Savar Lad Kuri B'Bayin Yerushalayim, he thought that he's going to insert Alanisim by B'Bayin Yerushalayim, which is exactly where, when we say Yalav Yavai, we put it right before we say B'Bayin Yerushalayim. Samla Rav Sheshes Kitzfila. No. The place where you're supposed to put Alanisim, if you're saying it by Birchas HaMazon, exactly in the place where you do it by davening. And that is Matfila Bahidah of Birchas HaMazon Bahidah. Just like when we say it by davening, we say it by Moedim, right after Moedim, we say it in the Bracha of Haidah of thanks. So too, by Birchas HaMazon, we say it by the Bracha of thanks of Haidah, which is the Bracha of Neidlecha. And that's where we insert Alanisim over there. Because again, the whole concept of Chanukah, the whole Alanisim is to give Hal of Haidah, and that's where we put it. A similar question in the Gemara says, Yibayilu had the following question. What would be the halacha regarding reciting the Yalav Yavai of Rish Chodesh and Birchas HaMazon? And the question is as follows. If you're going to say that, as we said previously in the Gemara, that regarding Chanukah, you don't have to say Alanisim and Birchas HaMazon, that's because it's only Midrabbanan, and it was not Minatay, it was instituted later by the Chazal. However, Rish Chodesh, but Rish Chodesh, which is a Yom Tov Minatay, there would be necessary to say Alanisim by Birchas HaMazon. Idilmar, maybe kiven to le'asav asis malacha loy meskirino. Maybe since it's not forbidden in doing any malachas like it is by Yom Tov and Shabbos, so therefore maybe then we don't have to say the Yalav Yavai of the Rish Chodesh by Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara brings a machlekes. Rav am maskir, Rav Chanina am ein maskir. The Rav says that you have to say. The Yalav Yavai Rish Chodesh by Birchas HaMazon, Rav Chanina says not. So Am Rav Zreika, Noked Rav B'Yadcha. Zreika said, the halacha is like Rav, that you have to say Yalav Yavai on Rish Chodesh and Birchas HaMazon. And how do I know this? The Koy Rav Yishe Kavah say, because Rav Yishe holds like him. The Tanya Rav Yishe, as Rav Yishe learned, Yomim Sheyesh Ben Karban Musav, on the days that there is a Karban Musav brought on them, Kugoyin Rish Chodesh, V'Chol HaShemoyed, these are not regular Yom Tovim, they're not Asa Basis Malacha, but there's a Karban Musav brought on them, and these are, so to speak, biblical Yom Tovim, Rish Chodesh and Chol HaShemoyed. Then the halach is Arvis V'Shachris U'Mincha, Mispal Shemoyne Esri, so all the three Tfilas on the day Yudam Shemoyne Esri, V'Oime Me'ein HaMa'ir Ba'Avoid. Then you say something that reflects the occasion in the Bracha of Avoid, which is the Bracha of Ritzei. And that is, we say, we were Mavakesh Rachmim on Kalal Yisrael and Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring back the Avodah to its place, and that we should be able to do the Karbanos of that day, again, because there are special Karbanos of Musaf that are brought on these days. So therefore we say this, Nusach of Yalav Yavai in the Bracha of Ritzei. V'im lo yamar, and if someone forgot to say Yalav Yavai, even for Rish Chodesh or Chol HaShemoyed, Machzir Nosei, they make him go back and say over the Shemoyne Esrei. However, ve'im b'hem kedusha al kais on Chol HaShemoyed and Rish Chodesh, although they're, so to speak, an element of a Yom Tov, however, you don't say Kiddush on those days. However, we do mention the commemoration of that occasion in Birchas HaMazon, which this is the idea that Rabbi Yishai is like Rav, where he says that Rosh Chodesh requires Yalav Yoveh b'Birchas HaMazon. However, he continues, Yomim she'im b'em Karban Mosav. However, days where there is no Karban Mosav, Rabbi Yishai says, Kegoin she'ini v'chamishi, on Mondays and Thursdays, v'tainis of Mamadis, and regarding different fasts and the Mamadis, which were also different occasions that they had this different orders that they were fasting at certain times, to which the Gemara interrupts. The Bryson asks, Sheini v'chamishi, ma'ayav adatai, what does Monday and Thursday have to do over here? In other words, it's mashman that we're talking about a regular Monday and Thursday from a regular week. Why would that be any different than any other day that we would say that there you don't have to mention the concept of the occasion in during Birchas HaMazon and during davening? There's no specific element over here. Rather, the Gemara says, Elisheini v'hei ubeiz, shaltayinu yis mamodis. It's one long sentence. When it says Sheini v'chamishi and Tainis Mamadis, it's an explanation of it. It qualifies it. And saying that what's known as commonly as Bahab, that is, by the fast days, they used to decree certain fasts regarding the rain. And they used to make it Monday, Thursday, Monday. And that's what the term Bahab comes from, which is the Bays is Monday and the Hay is Thursday and the Bays is Monday. So that's Bahab. So they used to make those things of Bahab for the fast days. And they used to have the Bahab for the Mamadis. Again, which these are the days that they made that they would fast 4 days during the week. They would make Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And they would have a certain text in their tefillah when they would have the tainis, which would talk about the occasion that they're fasting about. As the Braisa continues, that Arvitz v'shachar v'mincha mespal shmanasik, these are days that are special occasions, but there's no karban musaf. So therefore, by the three tefillahs, you say shmanasik, v'oyim me'inam oyer b'shemiyat tefillah. And you mentioned the commemorating the, something that reflects the occasion in the bracha of Shemiyat Tefillim. It's not like Rosh Chodesh and Chol Shemayit. If he didn't mention it, then we don't make him say over the Shemayin Esrei. And Rabbi Yishai concludes, that these occasions, we don't mention the element of the occasion of these fasts that we're, so to speak, asking for rain in Birchas HaMazon. And that is, although this is a fast day and we're not going to be eating anyway, however, it means regarding the evening of when that fast day starts, and definitely when the day is over, where already the fast finished, that's the time when even if someone's going to be eating at that time and it's, so to speak, part of that day, still we're not going to say the Me'ein Ma'ira during Birchas HaMazon. Another Gemara continues with another question regarding Al HaNisim, now specifically regarding the Tefillah of Musaf. Iba Ilu, Ma'u Lahaskir Shal Chanukah B'Musafim. What is the idea that we have to mention Al HaNisim by the Tefillah of Musaf? And that is, if let's say Chanukah falls out on Shabbos or in Rosh Chodesh, which comes out during the days of Chanukah, that there's always going to be one Rosh Chodesh. The question is, what is the halacha? Do we say Al HaNisim by Moedim during the Tefillah of Musaf? And the question is as follows. Kivna les be Musaf b'diday, since there is no Musaf regarding the Yom Tov of Chanukah, it doesn't deserve its own common Musaf. So loy mit karin, so therefore you don't have to mention over there the Al HaNisim. Idilma yom hu shechayev ba'arba tefillahs, that l'maisa, it's a day that's obligated in four tefillahs. And that is, we have to say Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha because, again, because either because it's Shabbos or because it's Rosh Chodesh. And since this day has these obligations, so it's no less, so to speak, than the other three tefillahs, which are every single day. And that is, again, although that there's no Kabbal Musaf for Chanukah, and Chanukah, so to speak, those days require the three tefillahs a day, but it doesn't mandate its own Kabbal Musaf. It's the Shabbos that's mandating it, or it's this Rosh Chodesh that's mandating it. So that would be the option of saying why we don't have to mention by Musaf. But the other option is saying, but Lamaisa, today is a day of Rosh Chodesh, and this day requires that we mention Rosh Chodesh, we mention Chanukah during all the tefillahs. So the Gemara brings the Machlekes, the Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Amritavayu, Eina Maske. Both of them said that you don't mention this Al HaNisim by the Moedim of Musaf. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, and Amritavayu, the Maske, that you do mention it. So I'm Abayla, Rav Yosef. Abayla said to Rav Yosef, that Hod Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, these opinions of Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, that they say that you don't have to mention Al HaNisim by the Moedim, by Musaf, to Rav, who really, that's the same opinion as Rav. As we find somewhere else, Rav said the same idea. Dam Rav Gidl Amarav, he said the following halacha. Rish Chodesh Shechali is b'Shabbos. Regarding a Shabbos, that it's the same day as Rish Chodesh. Hamafter b'Novi b'Shabbos, in a tzorch lahaskel shel Rish Chodesh. That's someone that's concluding the Novi, where he's, that's so to speak, called the Haftarah. He makes the brachas in the Haftarah. He doesn't have to mention by the brachas the idea that it's Rish Chodesh. And the reasoning he gave was, she'el moli Shabbos, in Novi b'Rish Chodesh. Had it not been Shabbos, we wouldn't say the Novi, we wouldn't say the Haftarah on Rish Chodesh. Say here also that, since even though when it comes to Rish Chodesh, that the musaf, if it was Chanukah alone, we wouldn't say a tefillah of musaf. So therefore now, when it's the tefillah of musaf, we don't have to mention the alanisim tefillah, because it itself, Chanukah does not mandate a tefillah of musaf. So although now we're going to say musaf because Rosh Chodesh, but we don't have to mention the alanisim, we don't mention Chanukah. Just like Rav says, that regarding the when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, we don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh, although we mention all the different things that is that day. But since Rosh Chodesh itself would not mandate the Haftarah, so although we're saying the Haftarah, but that's because of Shabbos, so therefore we don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh, the same thing would apply over here. He says that it's the same halacha that these two are saying, that we don't have to mention Al Anisim in the Tefillah of Musaf. To which Gemara responds, me dummy, is it really the same? Hasam Navi b'Rosh Chodesh leka klal. There we never say Haftarah on Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't require it at all. But Hachi Issa b'Arvis v'Shachris Mincha. Here, this day, we do say Al Anisim by Maariv, Shachris, and Mincha. And that is, so therefore, since today mandates for these four tefillahs, so just like these three tefillahs, so therefore this fourth tefillah of Musaf also should require the tefillah of Al Anisim. So therefore, you can't compare it to the case of Rav. There by Rosh Chodesh, of course, you're not going to mention by the brachas of the Haftarah the idea about Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh never has Navi. But here, Chanukah has Al Anisim in the tefillahs, it just doesn't require it by Musaf. But now that you're saying Musaf, so then, of course, you should insert the tefillah of Al Anisim there also. So rather, the Gemara says, Elohad Dami. If you want to compare it to Halacha of Rav, it's a different Halacha of Rav, which would say the same thing. Damar of Achtavoy Amar Rav Masna Omer Rav, that Yomtiv Shechaliyas B'Shabbos. If it's the same day as Shabbos, that's Yomtiv. Hamafter B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos. So someone that's saying the Haftarah by the Navi on Shabbos by Mincha, and that is Rashi brings from the Chubas HaGoinim, that what they used to do, their custom was that they used to recite from the Navi by Shabbos by Mincha, they used to say Tem Pesukim. However, Rashi says that in the days of the Persians, they made a decree not to do this, and once that minhag stopped, they stopped, and they never resumed it, and today we don't have that. We don't have Navi by Mincha on Shabbos, we only have it Shabbos in the morning. However, that was their custom. So the halach is, if someone's saying Haftarah for the Navi by Mincha b'Shabbos, ain't it tzarich lahaskel shel yamtiv? It doesn't have to mention the fact in the brachas that it's yamtiv. And the reason is the same svara, shel moli Shabbos, ain't Navi b'Mincha b'yamtiv. Had it not been Shabbos, we wouldn't have said the Navi by Mincha on yamtiv. And that is, although that on Shachris, that you do require the Navi by the Haftarah, that's even on Yom Tiv, since by Mincha, you're not saying it because of Yom Tiv, you're only saying because of Shabbos. So therefore, we don't mention it. It's the same thing over here. That's the same halacha that Al Nisa by Musaf, although the other tefillahs you are saying it, just like by Yom Tiv, that in Shachris, you would say the idea about Yom Tiv in the Brechas of the Haftarah. But since by Mincha, it's only coming because of Shabbos, so therefore, you don't mention the idea about Yom Tiv also. That since by Musaf it's coming only because it's Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, you're not going to mention the idea that it's Chanukah to say Al Anisim. However, the Gemara, now we continue on to Amud Beis, concludes, V'les Hilchasa K'kol Hanish Ma'is. However, the Halacha is not like all these different statements, not like Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Gidl and Rav Achtavai, rather, just like this tefillah we say Al Anisim, so to the other one. That regarding all the things, all the tefillahs of this day, you have to mention the significance of this day, that it's Chanukah, and you have to say Al Anisim, even by Musaf, as the Gemara brings, Ela Kihod Am Yishum and Levi. Rather, it's the same idea like Yishum and Levi said in a different halacha. That he said as follows, Yom Kippurim Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur happens to be the same day as Shabbos, Hamispal Ne'ilah Tzarech L'Haskel Shal Shabbos, so whoever's davening Ne'ilah, which is only in Yom Kippur that you say Ne'ilah, still you have to mention the idea that it's Shabbos. And that is, you have to say, V'titen lonu esiyem hamanoyach, which refers to Shabbos, V'esiyem ekipurim, as then you conclude, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'yem ekipurim. And that's in spite of the fact that you never say Ne'ilah on Shabbos, it's coming specially just for Yom Kippur. And that is, as Rabbi Shimon Levi said, because Yom Hushan Eschayim V'Arba Tefillahs, it's a day that's obligated in four tefillahs. And that is, that we're not mentioning the tefillah of the night of Maariv, rather by the tefillah of the day, we have Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. And therefore, since it's Shabbos, and Shabbos we say every tefillah we mention Shabbos, so also this new tefillah we're going to mention Shabbos, even by Ne'ilah, even though it's coming just for Yom Kippur, so too by Musaf on Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos when it's Chanukah, you're going to mention Chanukah in Al Anisim, even by Musaf, even though it's not coming for Chanukah. However, now the Gemara says, if that's the case, that's the halacha, then Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. We have a question on that this is the halacha, on something else that we say that this is the halacha, they seem to contradict. Amr Hilchasa Gibeshu Ben Levi. You just said the halacha is like Gibeshu Ben Levi. That we say an idea. We say Al Anisim by Musaf. We say Shabbos by Ne'ilah. We say it even though it's not coming specially for it. But since we mentioned it by the other tefillahs, we'll say it there also. And yet, V'kaimel on Hilchasa Karava. And we know that the halacha is like Rava. As the Gemara Sedamar Rav, Rava says, Yom Tiv Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Yom Tiv happens to be the same day as Shabbos, so Shliach Tziba Hayyur Lefnei HaTeva Arvis. So there's shots. The one who's davening for the Amid at Maariv time, And that is, he's at Ma'ariv time, they say a bracha that's known as Magen Avos. That is Koinu Shemayim Va'aretz and Magen Avos Bidvari. It's called Me'ein Sheva because it includes all the seven brachas of Shemayim Esrei into one short bracha. So the halacha is, in etzorach lahaskel sheyamtim, at Magen Avos, the shatz, when he's saying it after davening, he doesn't have to mention that it's yamtim. And the reason is that Rabbi gave shel moli Shabbos in shlich tzibbe yared arvis beyamtim. Because had it not been Shabbos, the shlich tzibbe would not be, so to speak, doing a chazar sashatz, because what Magen Avos is, it's, so to speak, a shlich tzibbe. It's like a recap. It's almost like what they do when they repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, because we don't want to be matriach people, so we say it over in this abridged version. So therefore, we see that you're not going to mention Yom Tov, because it's only coming for Shabbos. That seems to be exactly contradictory to what we just said. Shimon Levi said that even though it's not coming for it, but since on all the other times we mentioned the other things, let's say Yom Tov or Chanukah Bal Nisim, and here Rabbi says explicitly the opposite, that he says by Magen Avos, you're not going to mention Yavos because it's only coming Magen Avos for Shabbos. So Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the two things? It's not a contradiction. Hasam, there by the case of Rava, by Magen Avos, Bedinu Dafilu B'Shabbos Namali Tzach. The truth is, even on Shabbos, it's not necessary to have a Chazar Sashatz. We never make, so to speak, we don't repeat the Shemayin Esrei ever by Ma'ariv time. And therefore, even Friday night, it's not necessary to say the Bracha Magen Avos. The whole reason why we say this Bracha Magen Avos is Rabbanu Hudita Tekuni Mishum Sakana. The Rabbanu instituted this Bracha because of the danger. And there's the danger of the Mazikin, of the Shadim, the demons. Because what happens is their shuls were not in the settlement where everyone lived. Rather, it was out in the field. And all the other days during the weekday, that everyone was busy with their work, and when they would finish work, they would daven ma'ariv in their houses. And they wouldn't come to the shul, but Friday night, everyone would come to shul, no one's working, and they were concerned that maybe someone's not going to be quick to finish as quick as everyone else, and he's going to stay late after davening, and he's going to be alone with the shaitan, with the demons, and therefore it's dangerous. So therefore they were masak, and they instituted that, so to speak, let him go ahead and, so to speak, repeat the Shemoneh Esrei in this abridged version, to, so to speak, make it take a little bit longer, that the one who, so to speak, came late, or he's finishing later, that he should be able to leave at the same time as everyone else. Aval hacha, but over here, regarding the halacha of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that regarding the Ila we mentioned Shabbos, Yom Hushan Schaif ba'aba Tfilis, it's a day that's obligated in four Tfilis, and therefore, of course, we're going to include Shabbos by Ne'ila. There by Magen Avos, it's not that we're not mentioning Yom Tov, that it's something that it's mandated, and therefore we should include it, because it's really, we don't even have to say Magen Avos. And it's, so to speak, something that they just instituted, so therefore they only instituted to say the idea of Shabbos. But something that's, so to speak, requisite, that's one of the tefillahs of the day, of course you have to mention something, even if it's not coming because of that. So to speak, like by Yala Nisim of Chanukah, by Musav, and regarding Shabbos by Ne'ilo, or regarding Yom Tov, by other times, of course we're going to institute that bracha in that tefillah, even though it's not coming specially for that. Now the Gemara concludes the topic of the halachas of Chanukah. Now the Gemara resumes the discussion about our Mishnah that spoke about all the different types of fuels, the oils, and different types of wicks that are not kosher for the candles that are lit for Friday night for Shabbos. So one of the things that was not good for fuel, for oil, is v'loy v'alyin. It can't be used with the tail of the animal. And v'chula, and the Mishnah concluded and said, v'loy b'chelev, and you can't use it for fats. And Nacham Amadi, he permitted that if the fats were cooked. However, the Chacham, they said it's forbidden. You can't even use it even if it's cooked. So the Gemara says, Chacham ayin Tanakama. The Chachamim are the same as Tanakama. They both say that you can't use chelev, which is mashma, that all types of fats, that is, both of them agree that you can't use the fats whether they're cooked or not cooked. So why did the Chacham have to say that you can't use chelev mavushal? It's the same thing as Tanakama, who said that you can't use chelev. It's only Nacham Amadi, who is machalik, who says you could use it if it's cooked. So the Gemara says, Ikibinayu derav Bruno Amar Rav. The difference between them is the statement of Bruno Amar Rav that we had in the previous daf, that he said it's permitted when you mix into this non-kosher, so to speak, oil, which it's not kosher for Shabbos candles because it doesn't go into the wick well and won't burn well, is that if you mix a little bit of, so to speak, kosher oil, good oil that will burn, that will go into the wick, then it's kosher. That's the difference between them. One of the two, the Chacham or the Tanakama, hold that that case would work and it would, so to speak, kosher this chelim, and the other one says did not. However, the Gemara says, v'loy misaymin, that it's not clearly indicated, it's not clear exactly which one, the Tanakama, the Chacham, is the one that says that it would be forbidden if you add a little bit of kosher oil, and which one would hold that it's not. Now the Gemara begins the next Mishnah, and again, it continues the idea of the previous Mishnah regarding which oils are the ones that were allowed to light the Friday night Shabbos candles for. So the Mishnah begins, ein madlikim b'shem and streifa b'yomtim. They were not allowed to light with shem and streifa, not only not on Shabbos, but even on yomtim. And this refers to shemen of truma that was tummy. In other words, if you have oil that was truma that became richly impure, you're not allowed to go ahead and light the Yom Tov candles with this type of oil. And the Gemara will explain exactly why that is. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he adds a different case. Ein madlikin be'itran. You're not allowed to light the Shabbos candles with itran. And that is because when they cover the Shabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos. And that's because it's something that has a bad smell. And therefore this itran, which is a type of a residue of the pitch, and that's something that has a bad smell, you're not allowed to light it because of covered Shabbos. The Chacham Matir Mechalash Min Chacham say that you're allowed to use all oils for the candles. As they explain, B'Shem and Shumshim, you can use sesame seed oil, B'Shem and Agoizim, you can use nut oil, B'Shem and Tznainis, you can use radish oil, B'Shem and Dogim, you can use fish oil, and that is if you take the intestines that were liquefied of the fish, you can use that as oil, B'Shem and Pekuyas, which is colocynth oil. It's a type of a Dalas Midbari Rasha, it's a type of a guard that's from the desert. Be'itran, you can use itran. Ubeneft, that's also another type of oil that has a bad smell. As the Gemara in Yuma says, that it gives like an analogy. It says that if someone's coming to measure out neft, they tell him, go ahead and measure it yourself because no one wants to help him because it has such a bad smell. Still, they say, the Chacham say you can use itran, which has a bad smell, and you can use neft. Reb Tarfon says, no, the only oil you can use is olive oil and nothing else. So now the Gemara goes back to explain the Mishnah. My time, what's the reason? Why did we say, we start off the Mishnah saying that you're not allowed to light the candles on Yom Tov with Shem and Strefa, with oil that's burnt, which is a reference to Truma of that became Tamei, that we're not allowed to go ahead and burn it. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, Lefi Shein Sofrim Kachem Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to burn Kachem on Yom Tov. And that is, you have this Truma, which is Kachem, it's Kaidish. This Truma, now you're going to burn it on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. That's why you can't use this to light the Yom Tov candles. Which the Gemara asked, Manan Amili, from where do we know this? How do we know that you can't burn Kachem on Yom Tov? Because if we wouldn't have a pasuk that would be memayited, we could say that you have the assay of Be'esh Tisrei. You have a mitzvah assay to burn the truma that became Tamei. So that should be doicha the lois assay of Kamalacha, that you now do Malacha on Yom Tov. In other words, it's not something that's being used for Eichel Nefesh purposes. However, you should be able to burn it on Yom Tov because you have a mitzvah assay of burning the truma that became Tamei. And that should be doicha the lois assay. And like we always say, assay doicha leisay, a positive commandment. Overrules a negative commandment of not doing a malacha on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, "Am chizkiya v'chein tonu debei chizkiya am akra." It says in the pasuk as follows: "V'lois asir mimin adbeik." You're not allowed to leave over from the carbon until the morning. "V'hanois mimin adbeik." However, whoever leaves over from the carbon until the morning, so the pasuk concludes be'esh tisrefu, that you have to burn it. You have to burn it because it's nicer now. It's something that's not, you can't eat it anymore. And you have to burn it. So the Gemara says, "She'in tama loyma adbeik." There was no purpose in saying adbeik a second time. Rather, it could have just said that ad boiker one time. And why does it say it two times? That it could have just said v'hanoisim imenu be'ish tisrefu, whatever's left over it, you'll burn it in fire. Why does it say whatever's left over it until the morning? It already said it was left over till the morning. So therefore, the Gemara says matam aloy ma'ad boiker. So what is it coming to teach us when it repeats ad boiker a second time? That bahar kosav elitnoi boiker shainless rifase. It's coming to tell you that it's going to be a second morning for the burning. And that is, you have to wait a second day, which that'll be then Cholosh HaMoed, because the first night and going into the first day, that next morning is going to be Yom Tov, that you don't burn it on Yom Tov. Rather, v'hanoisim imenu, whatever is left over from it, l'boiker rishon, for the first morning, that was the first adboiker, then it says again adboiker, that is for the second morning you wait, and then you're going to burn it, which then is going to be Chol HaMoed, and that is, as we said, because you don't burn Kachim, you don't burn this truma that became Tamei. On Yom Tov, we have a pasuk that tells us that you have to wait till the second morning to burn it, then it'll be Chol HaMoed, but that is, you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov, and therefore, this truma that became Tamei, although there's a mitzvah to burn it, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov, and therefore, you can't use it as denarius for Yom Tov. Now the Gemara brings a second source for this halacha. Bayameh, he says a different pasuk. Amakra says, Oila Shabbos b'Shabbat. You should bring the carbon oil of the Shabbos on its Shabbos, on that day. Which the drasha is v'loy oilas chayil b'Shabbos, and not to bring an oil of a weekday on Shabbos, v'loy oilas chayil b'Yom Tov, and not an oil of chayil of a weekday oil on Yom Tov. And that is, for example, if you have the limbs of a carbon tumid of erev Yom Tov that weren't sacrificed, that weren't brought when it was still day, that you can't bring it anymore when it's dark, and definitely kachim, there were puzzle that definitely you cannot burn. And that's his lima that he's saying, that if we're not allowed to bring a regular carbon, that's not puzzle once it already reached Yom Tov, because it was chol on erev Yom Tov, you can't bring it in Yom Tov. So definitely a carbon that became puzzle, kachim shah puzzle, definitely not allowed to sacrifice it on Yom Tov. And therefore we see that locha, the kachim, that are nifsal, you're not allowed to bring in Yom Tov. And here you have chuma tumeya, definitely you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. So that was the second source for this halacha. Now the Gemara brings a third source. Rav Amar Makra, he brings a different pasuk. It says, "Hu levadoi ya'asu lechem," that only that may be done for you. And this is talking about regarding the halachas of Ichel Nefesh, different malachas that are different on Yom Tov that you're allowed to do in spite of the fact that in Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. So therefore, this is really an extra pasuk, because it could have just said, Ach, asher ya'ochel l'chol nefesh ya'asilchem. That, well, however, anything that's being used for eating purposes, that you're allowed to do. Why does it say these words, hu levadai? That only that, what's that coming to add? So therefore, the Gemara learns up one thing from hu and levadai. As the Gemara says, hu, when it says that, is coming to exclude v'loy machshirin, however, not preliminaries, and that is anything that's preliminary to the eating. For example, to make a spit, or a knife, or an oven, or a stove, these things are preliminary things for the eating, that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. When it says levadai, that only, when it said only that, that's coming below mila shleibizmana. However, that's coming to exclude a mila not in its proper time. If it's the mila is not on the eighth day, for whatever reason, then that you're not allowed to do the asi b'kavochemer, because it would have been brought from a kavochemer. And that is, we need a pasuk of levadai, that only that, that's that to come to exclude mila that's not in its proper time. That it should not be doicha Shabbos in Yom Tov, because if we wouldn't have had this pasuk levadai to be memayit, to exclude the mila shlebezmane, I would have learned up from a kalvachomer that it should be doicha in Shabbos in Yom Tov. As the Gemara brings in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar later on in the Masechta, that it says over there that, well, just like we find by Tzaras, that it's doicha the avoida by the kohen when he's doing the avoida in the base of Migdosh, that if he has tzaras, he's not allowed to do the avoida. And avoida is doicha Shabbos, where they bring karbonis in Shabbos. So mila, shaloi bizmana mila, in not in his proper time, let's say the ninth day, the tenth day, whatever it is, not on the eighth day, that is doicha the mila. As it says over there, that mila is doicha the tzaras, whether in the eighth day, whether not on the eighth day. And it learns it out from psukim. That is, if the tzaras is namokam mila, you are going to cut up the tzaras. So mila is doicha tzaras. So Shabbos, that's, so to speak, nitcha from the avoid. In other words, avoidah takes precedence over Shabbos. So definitely, mila shlebezmana should definitely be doicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because again, mila is doicha tzaras. Tzaras is doicha avoidah, and avoidah is doicha Shabbos. So Shabbos is way lower on the totem pole, so to speak, and mila is way higher. So therefore, mila, even shlebezmana, should be doicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. So no matter what time you decide you're going to do the bris, you should be able to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, we needed the word levadai, that only that, that's coming to exclude from that kavochim, and that you should not make that drasha. And Mela, we learn from here this concept, that a mitzvah that it does not have a set time, and you could do it tomorrow, that's not doicha Yom Tov or Shabbos, and therefore the same thing is for burning kodesh that's tamei, for holy things that are tamei, which is this case of Truma Tameya, that although there's a mitzvah to burn it, but since you don't have to do it today, you could do it tomorrow, just like the Mila, that shlebezmana, although there's a mitzvah to do it, and you could do it today, but since you could also do it tomorrow, so therefore Levadai teaches us that a mitzvah that doesn't have to be today is not doicha Yom Tov, so too, that just like we find by Mila shlebezmana, that's the same idea we're going to learn for the Truma Tameya, that you're not allowed to go ahead and burn it in Yom Tov. Now the Gemara brings a fourth source for this halacha. Rav Ashi Amar says in the pasuk Shabbosin that Yom Tov should be a day of rest. Now we continue on to the top of Chavei Amar Aleph. That tells you that it's an asay. It's a mitzvah asay. That's mashma. That's Shabbos, but that you should rest on Yom Tov. That makes it a mitzvah asay. So therefore, v'havale Yom Tov asay v'lois asay. So it comes out that Yom Tov regarding doing malachas is a mitzvah asay to rest, not to do malacha. And it's also lois asay to be Shabbos that you shouldn't do malacha. And therefore, although we mentioned before in the beginning of the Gemara that you should be able to burn this Shem and Truma that became Tamei on Yom Tov for the Neris of Yom Tov, because the mitzvah's essay to burn the Shem that became Tamei, and it should just be Deuch the Lois essay, as we always say, Asay Deuch Lois, of not doing Malach on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara brings the fourth source that you can't say, because we don't say Asay Deuch Lois Asay Ve'Ese. An essay is not doicha a loisa an essay. Only a loisa say. And Yom Tov, to do a malacha, is a loisa say and an essay. And therefore, we will not be doing that. We cannot use and burn the Shem and Truma that became Tamei and Yom Tov, because it's an essay that will not be able to be doicha a loisa of essay. And therefore, we have four different sources to say that why the Mishnah said that Shem and Sreifa, which is a reference to say something that needs to be burnt, which is Shem and of Truma that became Tamei, that we can't go ahead and use it for the candles on Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov.